Choosing a tiara color is really two decisions, and most brides only make one of them. The first is the metal. The second is the stone. Get both right for your hair color, and the crown stops sitting on top of your look and starts belonging to it. Start with the metal because it does the heavy lifting. The rule is temperature. Warm hair, which includes golden blonde, most brunettes, and every shade of red and auburn, pairs with gold, rose gold, and copper. Cool hair, meaning ash blonde, platinum, and cool dark brown, pairs with silver, white gold, and rhodium. Blonde is the one that splits, so if you are unsure, hold a silver piece and a gold piece up to your jaw in daylight. Whichever makes your skin brighter and your hair cleaner is your metal. Then comes the stone, and this is the step bride skip. The principle is contrast against your hair. Light hair welcomes light stones, so clear crystals and soft pastels like aqua and lavender read crisp without overwhelming you. Dark hair welcomes saturated color, which is why emerald, ruby, and sapphire look so vivid on a brunette. Your hair becomes the backdrop that lets the jewel tone sing. Red and auburn hair gets the most satisfying trick of all. Green is the complementary color to red on the color wheel, so an emerald or forest green stone makes auburn glow in a way nothing else can. Pair that green with warm gold or antiqued copper, and you have a combination most stores simply do not stock. That gap is exactly what Kathy notices on the Whatnot Lives. The most common mistake she sees is shopping by habit. A woman who has worn silver every day for years assumes silver is her tiara metal too, even when her warm auburn hair is asking for gold. The moment she tries the so-called wrong metal on camera is usually the moment the whole look clicks. The second pattern is brides underestimating stone color. Someone arrives wanting a clear crystal, holds up an emerald version, and visibly lights up. If you want one piece that carries you from the engagement shoot through the ceremony and into the reception, choose a clear or pastel crystal on the metal that flatters your hair. If you want a single wow moment, let a jeweled tone earn its place at the reception. Either way, decide by your hair first and coordinate everything else to it. That is the order that turns a pretty tiara into the right one.